stories of Ken Foster today. Who could really use a great memory like that? You could be one of those reminded to come and constantly have to get help to change a child's story. By the way, fans, time out for the manager's meeting, which is taking place at home plate. Both managers are making their way to speak with tonight's umpire, rather today's umpires. Going over the ballpark's rules and regulations, and will exchange lineup cards with the home plate umpire. Today's umpire stands assigned by Major League Baseball. At home plate will be Alex Shears, and off the bases, libero Jeter Abdullah.
Good afternoon and welcome to Valley Strong Ballpark in downtown Visalia. I'm Jill Guerin. Thank you for joining us today. This is the series finale against the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Rawhide have guaranteed to at least split this series as they have won three of the last five. They are going for the series win today, which would make it three series wins in a row. Last time we did that was 2019. Rawhide trying to make history here. The Quakes are the single-A affiliate of the Los Angeles Dodgers. We will face them for the final week of the regular season. That is starting on September 5th. September 4th at Rancho. Let's give you today's starting lineup, starting off with the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Leading off in center field is Dylan Campbell, followed by the designated hitter, Thyrone Lorenzo. Batting third at third base, Jake Geloff. In the cleanup spot at first base, it is Joe Vetrano. Batting fifth behind the plate, Jesus Galiz, followed by the second baseman, Ryan Doncon. Batting seventh in left field is Luis Rodriguez, followed by the shortstop, Jordan Thompson. And batting ninth in right field is Sam Mongelli. On the mound for the Quakes today is Roque Gutierrez. He did start in game one of this series for the Quakes. And the Rawhide have taken the field in their red jerseys and cream-colored pants, their red hats, red belt, and red socks. We will take a short break for the national anthem. And then when we come back, we'll tell you more about Lorenzo Encarnacion, today's starter. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to honor America and for those who can rise and stand. Time now for the presentation of colors. Today, we'll present it to us by the Porterville Military Academy. Bowen Jackson, Clevins David, Jaden Tyndall, Jonathan Witherspoon, and Ronald Cruz. Porterville Military Academy. Ladies and gentlemen, please remain standing for the singing of our national anthem of the United States of America with the Star Spangled Banner, Jennifer Freund.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous
Jennifer Frey singing our national anthem. I believe her kids were with her, and they all three of them with their hand over their heart. Way to go. Please remain standing as their color guard leaves the playing surface. Thank you, Porterville Military Academy. Looks like we got the microphone with Jennifer Still. Couple of words to say, or your children, take it away.
Play ball.
There you go, it's time to play ball.
Almost ready for first pitch. We gave you the starting lineup for the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Now let's give you the lineup for your Visalia Rawhide. On the mound today for the Hide is Lorenzo Encarnacion. He has become the Sunday starter. And leading it off for the Hide in center field is Drew Jones, followed by the right fielder Alvin Guzman, batting third, the shortstop, in the cleanup spot. At first base, Gavin Conticello, followed by the designated hitter Kevin Sim, batting sixth and left, Johan Benitez, followed by the second baseman, Christopher Taurin. Behind the plate, catching for Encarnacion, Jeremiah Boyd, and batting ninth at third base is Raquelman Cabral. Due up for the Quakes this inning, Dylan Campbell, Tyrone Lorenzo, and Jake Geloff. Remember, this is the series finale. The Rawhide and the Quakes will face off just 3 weeks from now. It'll be in Rancho in the first week of September. I believe it's September 4th is game one, and we will end the season in Rancho this year. Starting a few minutes behind schedule, it's currently 12:10 in Visalia. Scheduled first pitch was 12:05. This is not the day we want to be running behind, as we are supposed to have Hurricane Hillary hit eventually today. Right now it is 75 degrees, although with the humidity, according to my weather app, it says it feels like 87. It is 79 degrees in the booth today. Cloud coverage, no sun peeking through. Lights are not on just yet. Frankly, if it wasn't for the looming rain, it'd be fantastic weather for baseball. All right, we are ready for Dylan Campbell, who's batting from the right side. Here's the pitch from Encarnacion. It is high and in, ball one.
Golden Valley painted the quarter to the east in 2002.
1-0 count. Pitch from Encarnacion is swung on and missed. As I mentioned, catching for Encarnacion today is Jeremiah Boyd. Third base, Raquelman Cabral, and at short, Jose Fernandez. 1-1 is fouled off into the netting. Second baseman for the Hide today is Christopher Taurin. And at first, it's Gavin Conticello. From left to right, Johan Benitez, Drew Jones, and Alvin Guzman. The infield, maybe a slight shift to the left by two steps. The outfield shifting to the right, Drew Jones. Very well to the right of second base and center field. The pitch is high and in, ball two. And then Johan Benitez playing straight up and left, so there's a big gap in left center field. No wins right now, 2 balls, 2 strikes, and the pitch from Encarnacion is just inside, ball three. Alex Shears is calling balls and strikes behind home plate, and Jabril Jeter-Abdullah is on the bases. Here's a 3-2. Swung on and missed strike three. Campbell strikes out for the first out of the inning. One away, nobody on, and that strikeout is brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria, located in downtown Visalia. The Mill and Crust, we trust. The designated hitter, Tyrone Lorenzo, batting from the left side. Infield now shifts drastically to the right. First pitch to him is high for ball one. Encarnacion, 0-5 this season, a 6.31 ERA. Pitch is swung on and missed. This is his 12th start of the year with the Rawhide. The pitch Strike at the knees. One ball, two strikes. And the pitch is low, 2-2. Encarnacion did pitch in one game for the Rawhide last year. It was in September against the Inland Empire 66ers. Here's the 2-2. Misses low ball three. He was not on the opening day roster, but he did join us right before June. His first start in the Cal League was on May 31st, so he was in extended spring training. 3-2 is fouled off, out of play behind our grandstands, and it lands in North Gidding Street. It's another broken window for Vision Glassworks. For all your auto glass needs, call or text Justin, 559-747-2000. The 3-2 is swung on and missed, strike three. Back-to-back Ks for Encarnacion. Two away, still nobody on for Jake Geloff, the third baseman. You can see the numbers for Encarnacion. He's picked up two more strikeouts to make it 45 on the year. All of those strikeouts are presented by the Mill Pizzeria. Two away. Infield shading to the left, and the pitch is fouled off into the glove of Boyd. Innings of work for Encarnacion. He has struck out 45 while walking 25. The pitch misses very high, 1-1. Encarnacion, 5'11", 180 pounds. Righty originally from the Dominican Republic as the pitch is outside. He'll turn 22 in November this year and was signed as an international free agent in 2021. 2-1. Inside, ball three. Let's go, Rawhide! 3-1 to Geloff is inside, ball four. So two strikeouts to start off the inning, and then a five-pitch walk given up to Geloff. Runner on first with two outs for Jovan Toronto. He's the cleanup batter today, batting 284 this season. Batting from the left side. And the pitch misses low, ball one. Encarnacion pitched a week ago in Lake Elsinore. He was not a part of the decision, but the Rawhide went on to win that ball game. 1-0. Line towards center field. In comes Drew Jones, and he makes a sliding catch in center field to end the inning. Scoreless going into the bottom of the first. You are listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun-Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized as one of America's top 100 hospitals by HealthGrades, one of the most trusted sources for evaluating hospital quality. And while we love being recognized as one of the best, we know that it's our employees and physicians who make us great and truly make a difference. Our people are the heart of what we do, and we thank them for making a difference in the way we care for our community.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Attention Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Bowes Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Bounce Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Bounce Comfort way.
Scoreless in the bottom of the first inning. Roque Gutierrez is on the mound today for the Quakes. This is the second time the Rawhide are facing him this week. Drew Jones leads it off. The pitch is high, ball one. Jones, the center fielder today. Gutierrez, right-handed pitcher. He sets, brings the glove to his belt, and the 1-0 is fouled off out of play right side. Catching for Gutierrez today is Jesus Galiz. Third baseman, Jake Geloff. The shortstop is Jordan Thompson. At second, Ryan Doncone. And at first, it's Joe Vetrano. 1-1. Line down the right field line. It is a foul ball. Jabril Jeter-Abdullah says it is a foul ball, so Drew Jones will come back. And Rolando Arenado is going to go have a conversation with Jeter-Abdullah on the bases. Not sure if we have a camera angle on that. That's down in the area of the ballpark that I can't see. Let's take a look here. Yep, you can see right there, there's the CSDA pasture that kind of juts out. We can't see when that gets hit down into the corner, so we just have to believe Jabril Jeter-Abdullah. Not a lot of foul territory out there. Usually when it's foul, it's in the CSDA pasture. The pitch is swung on line towards center field. Campbell comes in and makes a diving play to rob Drew Jones of a base hit. One away, nobody on for Alvin Guzman. And it looks like rain is starting to come down. Here's the pitch. It is swung on and missed for strike one. Some umbrellas starting to come out for the Rawhide fans that are in attendance here. Let's take a look at the play by Campbell. Nice diving play there. 0-1. Slow ground ball right side. The pitcher, Gutierrez, sprints off the mound and continues his sprint all the way to first. Two away. I do want to finish off the defensive alignment for the Quakes. I beg your pardon for stopping there. In left, it is Luis Rodriguez. In center, Dylan Campbell. And in right, Sam Mongelli. Jose Fernandez bats from the right side. Two away, nobody on in the bottom of the first. Here's the pitch. It swung on and missed for strike one. So as I mentioned, Gutierrez did have the start on Tuesday's game where the Quakes ended up winning. Broke through four innings, giving up one run. It was unearned. The pitch is swung on line down the right field side. This one most definitely foul and out of play. He gave up two hits, one run. It was unearned, walked one, and struck out four. He did not pitch the minimum innings in order to earn the win, but fantastic outing for the righty. 0-2, lined, caught, no, not caught by the shortstop, Thompson. Fernandez reaches first. It was in his glove. Thompson did have to jump to try to make the play. It is a base hit for Fernandez. First hit of the day is brought to you by Rosa Brothers Milk Company, where every sip is special. Gavin Conticello now bats from the left side, infield shading to the right. Two away and a runner on first. The pitch is low, ball one. With it being a Sunday day game, we didn't have BP batting practice. The pitch misses outside, ball two. Usually it's when I'm able to go and speak to some of the guys. And one thing I would have loved to chat about, I should have thought about it yesterday, was playing in the rain. Do they like playing in the rain? Do they not like it? As someone from California growing up playing softball, I enjoyed it. The 2-0 was fouled off. As a hitter, I enjoyed it because I felt like it just made more chaos on the field for the defenders, for the pitchers. I just felt so much more confident because pitchers usually don't like throwing in the rain. But again, was not able to speak to any Rawhide or Quakes players about that. The 2-1 strike on the outside corner, 2 balls and 2 strikes. I know some base runners don't like playing in the rain because it feels like it slows them down. Well, I was already the slowest one on the team, so that didn't matter to me. Pickoff attempt at first, and Fernandez back safely, overruns the bag for a split second, but able to get his foot back on. Coaching third today for the Rawhide is Rolando Arenado. He is the acting manager, with Dee Gardner having a break or a vacation. He went to a wedding down in San Diego. The 2-2 outside ball three, and then coaching first. I believe this is the first time he's coaching first. It is Danny Brackman, our video coordinator. Coach Danny right there. I have to get him that clip. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Fernandez is off on the pitch. It misses outside for ball four. Runners are on first and second now. Kevin Sim, the designated hitter, bats from the right side. Here's the pitch. It swung on and missed. Strike one. Gutierrez checks Fernandez. The 0-1 is swung on and missed. Gutierrez 0-3, a 4.70 ERA. This is his 6th start of the year for the Quakes and 13th appearance overall. No balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Here's the pitch. Ground ball to the third baseman. Geloff picks it up. He tries to tag Fernandez. He can't, keeps his feet moving, and throws it to first for the final out of the inning. Rawhide strand 2 runners. Scoreless. Heading into the second, you are listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, capital, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn about all the benefits of being a business banking member at valleystrong.com.
Top half of the second inning. Valley from the Quakes.
Top of the second inning, scoreless at Valley Strong Ballpark.
Jesus Galiz.
Jesus Galiz leads it off for the Quakes. Encarnacion is back on the mound for his second inning of work. First pitch swinging is Galiz, the ground ball up the middle. Fernandez snags it, throw to first in time. One pitch, one out here in the second inning. So what we like to see when the rain starts pouring down, quick outs. Randon Cohn bats from the right. And the pitch is inside, ball one. Spoke to Jeremiah Boyd, the catcher today for the Rawhide. Here's the 1-0. It's fouled off. He was coming out a little early to warm up Encarnacion and spoke to him. I told him, hey, man, I need you to keep Encarnacion focused. We need quick ball game today. And he said, why? Do you have plans? Here's the 1-1. It comes in and it hits Don Cohn in his hand. Looked to be his left hand. So hit by pitch. Athletic trainer Ekinori Maeda out to check on his left hand. It was a very delayed reaction by Don Cohn. I just mean that he didn't seem to be in too much pain right away. So it was wrist, hand area. So again, I was speaking to Jeremiah, and he said, do you have plans or something? I said, no. Rain is supposed to hit a little bit hard right around 145. Already started to see some sprinkles. There are some fans here with umbrellas. Some of the ground is wet. I look out my window behind me. There's definitely some wet roads already here in Visalia as Hurricane Hillary's coming through. There's an umbrella, so you can see. Still checking on Don Cohn's hand. And I think they might be having him leave the game. So we'll see who they bring in. It's always tough. Getting hit in the hand, that's always one of the scarier injuries, at least in my opinion. I know there's some much scarier ones, much more dramatic ones, if you will. But the hand is always so tough because there are so many small ligaments, small bones that can get hurt, and there's really nothing that you can do to have them heal unless you have to get surgery. But sometimes you just have to wait for it. For example, Julio Carrión, nothing was broken when he was hit in the hand, but he wasn't able to grip a bat for over a week. They haven't brought anyone out yet. Maybe they have an x-ray machine in there and they're checking on it right now. I don't know. This is not what you want when rain's coming down in about an hour. He will be the runner on first, either him or a pinch runner. And due up is Luis Rodriguez, the left fielder. It will be one down with a runner on first and a scoreless top of the second inning. Take a look at it again. It was his left hand, his bottom hand, that got hit. Just wasn't able to move out of the way. I don't know enough about sports medicine or medicine in general, but I'm so intrigued on what they have in the dugout to check on his hand that they can't do on the field. It is the Dodgers. They probably have some fancy equipment that I've never heard of. Rolando Arenado just coming in to check in. And he is coming back. His batting gloves. And I'm sorry, they're actually going to be a foul ball, so he wasn't hit by a pitch. They're calling it a foul ball. So beg your pardon on that. I misunderstood what the umpire was saying. I thought that They were sending him down to first base. I misinterpreted it. So one ball, two strikes, one out, and the pitch is outside. And happy to see Doncone says that he is, in fact, okay. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch is fouled off into the netting. So I could have sworn I saw the home plate umpire, Alex Shears, point to first base saying that he was hit by a pitch, but I guess that was just me assuming right there. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch is low and outside, ball three. Payoff pitch. Hit towards center field. Jones goes back a few steps, and he makes the catch and straight away center. Two away. Nobody on for the left fielder, Luis Rodriguez. Rodriguez batting 265 this season. The pitch. Swung on, slow ground ball to the shortstop. Fernandez gobbles it up. The throw to first ends the inning. 1-2-3 inning of work with an injury delay for Encarnacion. Bottom of the second coming up, still scoreless. You are listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Bally Live.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley. Investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, capital, and everything in between. Valley business is Valley strong. Learn about all the benefits of being a business banking member at valleystrong.com.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run. Teixeira's making it happen.
Johan Benitez, the left fielder, leads it off for the Rawhide. He's batting from the left. He squares to bunt, pulls back. It's a ball. Scoreless in the bottom of the second inning. I was speaking to Mike Linscog, the voice of the Quakes, in between innings. We're right next to each other in the booth. There's just a door between us. Well, a wall, a window, and a door. 1-0. Outside ball 2. He asked me, did you think that was a hit by pitch or a foul ball? And actually, the correct question, what he asked me was, did you realize that was a foul ball? And I said no, so that does make me feel better that I was not the only confused one. 2-0, misses high ball 3. I then asked him, hey, do you guys have an x-ray machine or something in there? Because I don't know if we do, because I just haven't asked. I don't usually know about those kind of things. And Mike said yes, but I think he was joking, because then he proceeded to talk about how they have a spaceship that they beam the photo to. The pitch is a strike on the inside corner. But again, this is the Dodgers, man. I wouldn't be surprised. Really don't know. 3-1 count. Pitch to Benitez. It's a strike at the knees. He thought it was ball 4, but it is a full count to the left fielder. Payoff pitch. Ground ball up the middle, threw into center field. Leadoff base hit for Benitez. He starts off the bottom of the second inning. Runner on first, nobody out for Christopher Torin, the second baseman.
baseman, number eight.
Taurine batting from the right. Nobody out and a runner on first. Gutierrez in the first inning walked a batter. Gave up a single but no runs. Pitch to Taurine is high, ball one. Benitez, the runner on first, has four stolen bases in six attempts this season. One oh. Strike at the belt. One one. Fouled off towards the CSDA pasture. And near the CSDA pasture, I don't know if you can see those orange and yellow pinwheels just to the left of where JT's showing you. There he goes. He's panning over there now. Those are our walked-in Alzheimer's pins that we had today. We did have walked-in Alzheimer's here at Valley Strong Ballpark pregame. The walk was at about 9:30 this morning. The 1-2, an awkward pickoff attempt, actually. Benitez awkwardly dove back. He does make it back in time, and he seems to be fine. Still waiting on the 1-2. So all those pinwheels were the participants. 1-2. Swung on line towards center field. Center fielder Campbell goes back. Makes the catch over his left shoulder on the line. One down. This is the first time we've had the walked into Alzheimer's here. We have partnered with them plenty of times before for a paint the park purple, but this is the first time we had the physical walk around the warning track, two laps around, and it was a way to raise money. And we also had a ticket deal for those who were interested in helping end Alzheimer's. Pitch to Jeremiah Boyd is high, ball one. And in order to get the ticket package, you did not have to participate in the walk, but it was recommended. You're able to get a $10 grandstand ticket or a $20 Hall of Fame Club ticket, as that pitch is a strike. Grandstand tickets, usually about $15, depending on where you sit, and Hall of Fame Club tickets are usually $30. And all ticket proceeds today will go to Walk to End Alzheimer's and the Alzheimer's Association. Pickoff attempt at first, and Benitez is back safely diving. If you're interested in more information about Walk to End Alzheimer's or the Alzheimer's Association, you can check out our Facebook and Instagram, and also go to Walk to End Alzheimer's website. 1-1. Swung on, slow ground ball, first base side. It is trickling, foul, and now it's foul. One ball, two strikes, one out. You could see Galiz was waiting to make sure it was, in fact, foul before he finally picked it up. Scoreless. Bottom of the second inning. Benitez, the runner on first. 1-2. Benitez takes off the pitches, swung on and missed. The throw to second is... in time, they got him. A strike him out, throw him out to end the inning. 1-2-3, inning of work for Gutierrez. Scoreless going into the third. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Attention, Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Bowles Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Bowles Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Bowles Comfort way.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Top of the third inning, scoreless at Valley Strong Ballpark. Encarnacion is still on the mound. He delivers a strike on the inside corner to Jordan Thompson. Encarnacion has walked a batter, but that's the only base runner he's allowed today. The pitch comes in, and that one is a foul ball hit off of the – oh, nope. Now it's a hit by pitch. Okay. I thought it hit his helmet. But the thing was, the home plate umpire, Alex Shears, just put his arms up like it was a foul ball. And then Thompson said, hey, man, that hit my helmet. And then he pointed down to first base. So
right fielder number 15.
It is a hit by pitch. And I agree with that. Sorry, JT, can you show that again? I just missed it. Here's the replay. Oh, yeah, definitely hit his helmet, not the bat. All right, so second base runner of the day for the Quakes. Second confusion regarding a hit by pitch today as well. The pitch, a strike on the outside corner at the plate of Sam Mongelli, batting from the right. Number 9 batter, batting 192 this season. Yesterday he drew a walk, was 0-for-2 after that. The pitch is a strike on the outside corner. Count is now 0-2. Infield at double play depth. Runner takes off. The pitch is high. No one even moves towards second. It was such an early takeoff by Thompson. First stolen base of the year for Thompson. Runner in scoring position. 1-2 count. Nobody out. And the pitch is outside. Two balls, two strikes. Encarnacion sets, glove at the belt. Checks the runner. Now delivers. Popped up first base side, but it will reach the roof of the skyboxes on the first base side. And by the way, that stolen base for Jordan Thompson, just want to double check before I said it, it is his first professional stolen base of his career. 2-2. Popped up shallow left center field. Drew Jones coming in, so is Benitez, and it drops between them. That's the first hit of the day for the Quakes. Thompson stays at second. Because of the way that Benitez and Jones are both coming in, Thompson really couldn't get a good lead off of second. You could see him kind of starting to head back to second. If he just waited right there, he probably would have been able to make it to third if he had a quick twitch. But playing it safe here, nobody out. Runners on first and second in the top of the order is at the plate. Pitch to Campbell is fouled off. I don't want to assume anything with Thompson. I'm not sure what John Shoemaker, the manager's philosophy is, or what the Dodgers' philosophy is there, but I thought it was a little conservative, but I understand you have a runner in scoring position with nobody out in a tight ball game. The 0-1 comes in and misses. The pitch is foul tipped into the glove. Campbell on his first at-bat struck out against Encarnacion. Encarnacion does have two strikeouts today. He has walked a batter, hit a batter, and given up a single. Scoreless in the top of the third inning. 1-2 is low. Encarnacion sets. Pitch to Campbell. Fouled off. Infield still at double play depth, and the pitch is lined foul into the Equity Group Saloon. Still waiting on the 2-2. Campbell having to go get a new bat. Okay, he's batting from the right again. 2-2. Slight shift to the left in the outfield. The pitch is swung on and missed for strike three. Third strikeout of the day for Encarnacion. It's the first out on the top of the third inning. Another one brought to you by The Mill Pizzeria, located in downtown Visalia. The Mill and Crust, we trust. Lorenzo, the designated hitter, bats from the left. Runners on first and second still. He fouls off the first pitch. Oh, 1. Fouled off again. Infield shading to the right. The 0-2 to Lorenzo. Ground ball through into right field, a base hit. They're sending Thompson. Here's the throw from Guzman. It is not in time. The Quakes score first, 1-0 in the top of the third inning. Nice throw from Guzman. Just couldn't get there in time. Runners are on the corners. One down. On third is Mongelli. He went advanced from first. And Lorenzo standing on first with an RBI single. And Tyler Mark, the pitching coach, will come have a conversation with Encarnacion and the infield Every Rawhide Mound visit this season is presented by the Shawn Team, a full-service real estate team proudly serving the Central Valley and the Central Coast with heart. The Shawn Team, where community matters. Looks like Junior Serta starting to do some bands in the bullpen. Meeting on the mound is over. We are ready for Jake Geloff on third. It's Mongelli, first Lorenzo. One down, 1-0. The Quakes lead in the top of the third. The pitch is low and out. One oh is low, ball two. Geloff in his first at-bat walked against Encarnacion. That's the only free pass that he's allowed today. Two-oh. Outside, ball three. Mentioned out today was Paint the Park Purple Day with our walk to end Alzheimer's. The pitch is low, ball four. A four-pitch walk given up to Geloff puts the bases full. One down. And the cleanup batter, Joe Vetrano, bats on the left side. It's also our Sunday Fun Day presented by Valley Children's Healthcare in our Kids Corral area, which is behind the right field fence. We have some bounce houses and other fun activities that are available for our Tippers Kids Club members. Here's the pitch. It's fouled off his front foot. Count is 0-1. It's also a picnic day at Valley Strong Ballpark presented by A&W Restaurants. Fans were encouraged to bring in their own food and drink, excluding alcohol. 0-1 misses outside. Available at the concession stands today were hot dogs, nachos, snacks, drinks. And then $5 Bloody Marys, mimosas, and screwdrivers. 1-1 count, one down, bases full. Infield shifting to the right. They are in a tad. Double play depth. The pitch is swung on and fouled off again, 1-2. We also had our Sunday first responder ticket deal thanks to A&W Restaurants. If you are a first responder, you just had to show your work ID at the ticket office presented by Cahuilla Health, and you would receive 4 tickets for the grandstand. Vetrano taking his time. Looked like he fouled that one off his front foot. We'll go through the defensive alignment. An interesting shift to the right. Third baseman Cabral is even with the base path, but well off the line. Fernandez is back and closer to second. Second baseman Taurean further away from second, but a little bit in as the pitch misses outside. And then Conticello is back and towards the line. Two balls, two strikes, one out, bases full. Two, two, misses low, ball three, full count, one down. Encarnacion delivers the 3-2, grounded to Conticello. He will tag first himself. A run scores. Two outs. Mongelli scores. Lorenzo moves to third. Geloff to second. And Ventrano is retired but picks up an RBI. Two away for Jesus Galiz, the catcher. Galiz has grounded out to short today. Yesterday he had two hits. And the day prior, on Friday, he had eight RBI, which tied a franchise record. First pitch is inside. It hits off the glove of Boyd. Lorenzo scores. The ball was hit off of the glove and went almost right towards the Rawhide dugout. Arenado comes in to ask if he thought it was maybe a foul ball. And they are going to say no, it did not hit the bat of Galiz. So it will be a pass ball. It is a pass ball on Boyd. That's how Lorenzo scores, and Geloff moves to third. There are still two outs. 3-0 ball game in the top of the third. The pitch. There's a strike. Should be a 1-1 count. Infield is back with two outs. The pitch. Lined in a shallow right field. In comes Guzman. Lands in front of him for a base hit. An RBI single. Drives in Geloff. 4-0 Quakes lead. Rain Doncone steps to the plate. Two outs. With a runner on first, and that is going to be the day for Encarnacion as Rolando Arenado comes out. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers, homes, and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom, and bye-bye, Bugs. When we come back, it'll be Junior Cerda on the mound for the Rawhide. He will inherit a runner on first. With two outs and a 4-0 ball game, top of the third, you are listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahhealth.org/SRC. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized as one of America's top 100 hospitals by HealthGrades, one of the most trusted sources for evaluating hospital quality. And while we love being recognized as one of the best, we know that it's our employees and physicians who make us great and truly make a difference. Our people are the heart of what we do, and we thank them for making a difference in the way we care for our community.
Kaweah Health.
Junior Cerda is the new pitcher on the mound for the Rawhide. He inherits a runner on first with two away. The pitch to Doncona, high fly ball to left field. Benitez is running out of room. He's at the wall at the warning track and makes the catch. Doncona just barely missed that one off the bat. I thought definitely a home run, but it stays in the yard. One pitch, one out for Cerda to end the third, but the Quakes get on the board first, 4-0. Heading into the bottom of the third, you are listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text
555-9-732-4433. Bottom half of the third inning. Now batting third base for number 16, Rodolfo Cabral.
Quakes lead 4-0 in the bottom of the third. Raquelman Cabral leads it off for the Rawhide. This is the final Rawhide batter for Gutierrez to face today. The pitch is a strike on the outside corner. Oh-1 count. Infield shading to the right. 4-0. Quakes lead. The pitch is swung on and fouled off. The Rawhide do have 3 hits today. The Rawhide only have 2 hits today, and they've also drawn a walk. The pitch is swung on, popped up. Shallow right field. Mongelli gives chase. Calls off the second baseman, Don Cone, and makes the catch. 1 down. Top of the order, Drew Jones comes to the plate. He lined out to center in his first at-bat.
Center fielder, Drew Jones.
The pitch is swung on and missed. Pitch from Gutierrez, low. Gutierrez only threw 4 innings earlier this week for the Quakes. See if he can get through 5. The 1-1 is fouled off right now. It's the bottom of the third. Rawhide still looking to get on the board. Rawhide do lead the series 3-2. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Very defensive swing from Jones. Could not get a piece of the ball. That is the second strikeout of the day for Gutierrez. Second out here in the third as Alvin Guzman steps to the plate. Guzman hit a hard ground ball off back up to the mound. Gutierrez able to snag that. That was back in the first inning. Pitch misses high, ball 1. Fouled off. The pitch is a little inside, ball 2. Guzman, this is his first week back off the injured list. Dealing with the right elbow injury. The 2-1 swung on. 1 hopper to the shortstop. Thompson backhands it, sets his feet. The throw to first in time to get the speedy Guzman. The final out of the inning. Another 1-2-3 inning of work for Gutierrez. scoreless into the top of the fourth. You are listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Bally Live.
It's mosquito season again. Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District reminds you to report standing water and green swimming pools. Always use EPA-registered insect repellents such as DEET. For more information, please call Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District at 559-732-8606 or visit www.deltamvcd.org.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
Left fielder, Lodi Swantrinkus.
Four nothing in the top of the fourth. Junior Cerda on the mound. He delivers a ball outside to Luis Rodriguez. Cerda came in to finish off the third inning for Encarnacion as the pitch is fouled off. 1-1 count. Final pitching line for Encarnacion, 2 2/3 innings. The pitch is swung on, lined into shallow right field. Guzman comes in a bit and makes the catch for the first out of the fourth. So again, 2 2/3 innings for Encarnacion. Three hits, four runs. Three of them are earned. Walked two and struck out three. Jordan Thompson bats from the left now, one away. 4-0 ball game, top of the fourth. Cerda did have a start earlier this week. Here's the pitch. Fouled off into the glove of Boyd. So on Tuesday, it was a bullpen day for the Rawhide. And with it being a bullpen day, Cerda got the start. The 0-1, swing and a miss for strike two. Did not earn the win. He only threw three innings, but three innings, four hits, one run, no walks, and struck out three that day. We still have not announced a starter for this coming Wednesday. Ricardo Yon has been the Wednesday night starter, but he was called up to Hillsboro this week. The 0-2, called strike three at the knees. Thompson strikes out looking on three pitches. Strikeout brought to you by The Mill Pizzeria, located in downtown Visalia. The Mill and Crust, we trust.
Right,
two away.
Sam Mongelli.
Nobody on as Sam Mongelli bats from the left. Excuse me, from the right side. 4-0, Quakes still lead. Pitch from Cerda. He tries to check his swing on a low outside pitch, but Mongelli does go around. Cerda, 5'11", 170 pounds. He is 23 years old, originally from the Dominican Republic. Signed as an international free agent in 2020 by the Diamondbacks. 0-1, strike on the outside corner. Cerda in his fourth appearance. He's 1-0 with a 3.38 ERA. 0-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Back-to-back K's for Cerda. 1-2-3 inning of work for the reliever. We're going into the bottom of the fourth. The Rawhide still trail by four. You are listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Bally Live.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
Jose Fernandez batting from the right side to start off the bottom of the fourth. The pitch is a strike at the knees. 0-1 count. Quakes lead 4-0. Gutierrez back on the mound. The pitch to Fernandez. Swung on, deep fly ball, left center field. Rodriguez is going back. He's at the wall and makes the catch in front of the warning track, or rather on the warning track, for the first out of the inning. Fernandez just got a little underneath that one.
Now batting his first baseman, Kevin Contricello.
One down, nobody on for Gavin Contricello. Swings of the first pitch, a high fly ball into center field. Campbell, staying right where he is, now takes one step in, and he has it, two away. Kevin Sim, the designated hitter, bats from the left side. Pitch is a strike to the right-handed hitter. The pitch is swung on and missed. The pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three. Sims strikes out on three pitches. Quick 1-2-3 inning for Gutierrez. I'd expect to see him out for the fifth. Right now we're going into the top of the fifth with Junior Cerda back on the mound. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Bally Live.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro, wins 5-23.
Every day, Fast Signs helps businesses with their visual communications. We ask the right questions, recommend smart solutions, and help you build your business. At Fast Signs, we're innovators, planners, and designers, and we're more than ready to help. Contact Fast Signs today.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Top half of the fast batting for the Quakes. Center comes there, Dylan Temple.
Top of the fifth inning, Junior Cerda is back on the mound for the Rawhide. Dylan Campbell, the leadoff man at the plate. He takes a strike on the inside corner. Cerda has thrown an inning and a third, striking out two. The pitch fouled off out of play. Cerda has thrown 9 innings total for the Rawhide this season. Striking out 10, walking 1. The pitch is swung on and missed for strike 3. That is 3 consecutive strikeouts for Cerda. They've been rather quick strikeouts as well. Third strikeout of the day for Campbell. Brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria, located in downtown Visalia. The Mill in Crust, we trust. Tyrone Lorenzo, he bats from the left side. Here's the pitch. It is fouled off out of play. Opponents batting 324 against Cerda. He has given up 11 hits this season. The pitch is high and out, ball one. That was really just one not so great outing from him, as you can tell. So far through his inning and two thirds, he's been great. 3 strikeouts, 1 flyout, and a line out. Time is called by Lorenzo, 1-1 count. One lined into right field. The base hit rolls all the way into the corner. Guzman picks it up. Lorenzo heading for second. He reaches easily. First hit given up by Cerda today. It's an extra base hit. And actually, that's the first extra base hit of the day for the Quakes. Second hit of the day for Lorenzo. Runner in scoring position. One down as Jake Geloff bats from the right. 1-1 count. Geloff today has walked twice. This is the first time that he is facing Cerda today. One. High ball two. One 1:20 local time in Visalia. We're 1 hour and 10 minutes into this ball game in the top of the fifth. 1-0. Breaking ball that misses in. Geloff batting 200 this season for the Quakes. Left fielder Benita is playing deep against him. 2-0. Strike on the outside corner. Cerda, glove at his right ear. Checks the runner on second. Now delivers. It's outside ball three. We're nearing the end of the season in the Cal League. This is just the 7th final home game here at Valley Strong Ballpark. One more home series. It'll be against Fresno in 2 weeks. The 3-1. Deep fly ball down the right field corner. Guzman gives chase, but it lands in the CSDA pasture. And we have a number of giveaways exciting things going on at the ballpark. As always, this entire month of August, kids get in free thanks to Valley Children's Healthcare. So if you are 12 years and under or have a family member or friend 12 years or under, they get in for free. They get a free CSDA pasture ticket. If you want to upgrade, you basically get the discount, the 3-2 fouled off. Essentially, you can think of it as $10 off for all kids' tickets. Now, the only way to redeem that is to come to the ticket office to purchase, because we are unable to put a free ticket out online, especially without us seeing if it is, in fact, the child that you are bringing. Starting to rain a little bit more now in Visalia. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. Runner in scoring position for the Quakes. They already lead by 4. The pitch. Cold strike 3, outside corner. Geloff throws. Another strikeout brought to you by The Mill Pizzeria. They are located in downtown Visalia. The Mill and Crust, we trust. 4 strikeouts in the day for Cerda. Still a runner in scoring position as Joe Vetrano bats from the left side. We have fireworks at home in 2 weeks. We also have an Alec Thomas bobblehead giveaway. The pitch is fouled off. For all of the promotions, make sure you follow us on Facebook, on Instagram, and you can also go to rawhidebaseball.com. Click on schedule, and then there will be one that says promotional schedule. Click on that, and you'll be able to see everything that's going on for our final week here. We also, of course, have Fan Appreciation Night, where we give over 200 prizes away. 0-1 inside, 1-1 count. You'll have our Hummus Republic tennis ball toss. I believe kids run the bases on the final home game on that Sunday as well. Just a lot going on. Make sure you check out all the promotions and get your tickets. It'll be the last time you can see the Rawhide play here at home until 2024. The pitch is swung on. Hard ground ball. Fernandez, the shortstop, backhands it. Throw to first. Picked by Conticello. And it ends the inning. The Quakes strand a runner in scoring position. We are halfway through this one. You are listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Bally Live.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron. Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Every day, Fast Signs helps businesses with their visual communications. We ask the right questions, recommend smart solutions, and help you build your business. At Fast Signs, we're innovators, planners, and designers, and we're more than ready to help. Contact Fast Signs today.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Oh, grab the keys, come on,
let's go. Jose Johan Benitez at the plate swings the first pitch from Gutierrez. It is lined into center field. That's his second hit of the day. It starts off the bottom of the fifth inning. Rawhide trail by 4. And Christopher Taurine steps to the plate, batting from the right side. He lined out to center in his first at-bat. Gutierrez only threw 4 innings earlier this week in his start. The pitch is a strike at the knees. He'll try to get through the fifth to be eligible for the win. Pitch is a strike. And Gutierrez is just above 50 pitches thrown right now. So I'd expect him to be able to finish the fifth unless he gets into a lot of trouble. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Four, strike three. Taurine strikes out on a high fastball. One away. Runner on first. And Jeremiah Boyd, the catcher, comes to the plate. He struck out in his first at bat. He's looking for his first hit as a member of the Rawhide. A little bit of movement in the Quakes pen. No one throwing just yet. Just some people walking around. A little bit of stretches. The first pitch to Boyd is inside for ball one. Boyd catching in back-to-back games. We do have some roster moves for you today. In addition to the Rawhide, Francisco Ortiz, a catcher, has been added to the Rawhide roster. He landed from Arizona yesterday. The pitch is a strike on the outside corner, 1-1 count. And then Armando Vasquez, the southpaw out of the bullpen, he has been promoted to Hillsboro. He joined them in Everett today. Their first pitch is at 4:05. 1-1. Slow ground ball. Third base side. Third baseman Geloff comes in, and there's no chance of throwing to first. Probably one of the slowest hits that Jeremiah Boyd has in his playing career. But it's his first hit as a member of the Rawhide. Probably would have liked something a little bit harder, but you'll take a hit, right? One down, runners on first and second. Raquelman Cabral, who flied out to right in his first at bat, steps to the plate. Long set by Gutierrez. First pitch to Cabral is outside. Rawhide trail by four, threatening here in the bottom of the fifth. They've had a runner in scoring position once today. That was back in the first inning. This is just the second time. Pitch is fouled off 1-1. Pitch from Gutierrez. Strike on the outside corner. Both teams have four hits today now, but the Quakes have four runs. Rawhide don't have any. A lefty is throwing in the pen now for the Quakes. Number 41, Kelvin Bautista. The pitch inside hits off the glove of Galiz. Benitez takes off for third. Boyd stays at first. It looked like a pass ball to me, and that is officially what our official scorekeeper ruled it as. So a pass ball to move Benitez to third. Runners on the corners, one down. The pitch is fouled off. Two balls, two strikes. Potential first run of the game for the Hyde is 90 feet away. Cabral batting 195 this season. 2-2 is high. Ball three. We'll see if they try to send Boyd. I don't think they will. Three balls, two strikes, one out. Boyd has not had a stolen base attempt. The Rawhide yet, and the pitch fouled off. He stays alive. Sometimes you'll see a team with one out and runners in the corners. They will send the runner on first with a full count to try to prevent a double play ball. But Boyd's not known for his speed, and it does not matter as Cabral takes ball four low and inside. Bases are full. In the top of the order, Drew Jones comes to the plate. Jones has missed a lot of this 2023 season. He strained a muscle in his leg back in April in Stockton, was placed on the injured list. He was almost ready to come back to the Rawhide and then re-injured his leg. It was a different muscle that he strained. I can't remember which one was first, the quad or the hamstring, but one of them was first, the other one was second, and he's good to go now, but we're going to have to wait for him as Gutierrez has been removed from this ball game. Call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers, homes, and businesses from pest, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom, and bye-bye, Bugs. Kelvin Bautista will be the new pitcher on the mound. He inherits bases full with one out in the Rawhide, trailing 4-0 in the bottom of the fifth. You are listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
To a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro and 5223.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar.
Bautista, the southpaw, is on the mound facing Drew Jones with the bases full. First pitch comes in, gets by Galiz. Here comes Benitez, the throw home. No throw home. Benitez is safe, and the Rawhide are on the board. 4-1 ball game. First pitch from Bautista gets by Galiz. Take a look at the replay. More than likely, it'll be a wild pitch. So Benitez scores. Everyone moves up 90 feet. Two runners in scoring position with one out. 1-0 count to Drew Jones. Takes away the potential double play ball. The pitch is outside. 2-0. On third is Boyd. On second, Cabral. The pitch to Jones outside. Gets by the catcher, Galiz. Boyd stays at third. It is a 3-0 count. We do have a very short backstop here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Any other field, if there's a ball that gets by the catcher, Boyd will probably score, but I like him being conservative here. 3-0. Outside, ball four. Jones draws a four-pitch walk to reload the bases. 4-1 ball game. The Quakes lead in the bottom of the fifth, and Alvin Guzman comes to the plate. First pitch is swung on and missed for strike one. Guzman was the hero Thursday night. He walked it off with an RBI single into straightaway center field off a 100-mile-an-hour pitch. Doesn't necessarily need to be the hero here, but bases loaded, one down. A big at-bat, big inning for the Rawhide. They trail by 3. 0-1. Ground ball fair down the third base side. Boyd scores. They're sending Cabral. He'll score easily. Goes all the way into the left field corner. Drew Jones showing off his speed. He scores. Bases clearing. Game tying double for Alvin Guzman. We're tied up at four in the bottom of the fifth inning. Alvin Guzman, rather slow hit ball down the third baseline, fair by about 6 inches. Took some time to roll all the way into the corner because of that. Drew Jones and his speed able to score easily. Tied ball game in the bottom of the fifth. Alvin Guzman, the runner on second. Jose Fernandez bats from the right with one down. Pitch from Bautista is outside, ball one. The pitch is swung on and fouled off. One count, one away. And the pitch is low. Nice stop by Galiz. Two balls and a strike. Fernandez today has had an infield single. He's also flied out to left. He's had a nice few days at the plate. Yesterday, walked and singled. 2 days ago, he had two hits, including an RBI double. He had three hits on Thursday. The pitch is fouled off. He had the day off on Wednesday. And then Tuesday, he drove in a run and also had a single. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Southpaw delivers. A pitch that was low in the dirt. Fernandez tried to check his swing. Jeter Abdullah says he did not go. Three balls, two strikes. I thought it was close. I think that's the right call. All the Quakes fans are going, Jill, of course you think that's the right call. That's your team. 3-2. Low in the dirt for ball four. Another fantastic stop by Galiz that bounced in front of the plate. He was able to keep it in front to hold Guzman on second. That is the third walk of the inning. Runners on first and second. One down, and Gavin Contesello bats from the left side. Tied up at four, Guzman representing the go-ahead run on second. At first is Fernandez. They take off on the first pitch. No throw by Galiz. A successful double steal takes away the inning-ending double play. Guzman on third. Fernandez on second. Guzman now has 30 stolen bases this season. Fernandez has seven. Infield comes in. 1-0. Misses in. Everyone's toes are on the infield's grass with the two runners in scoring position and one out. Inside, ball three. Bautista struggling. He has walked Yes, he's walked two today. I wanted to make sure I had that right. 3-0. Strike on the outside corner. Still a hitter's count for Contesello. 3-1. Very late swing on an inside pitch. Full count for Contesello. Payoff pitch to Contesello. Inside, ball four. Contesello draws another walk. The bases are full yet again. That's three walks given up by Bautista. Base is full for Kevin Sim, the designated hitter. And here comes John Shoemaker, our second pitching change of the inning. It's another one brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria, located in downtown Visalia. The Mill. Excuse me, that's wrong. This pitching change is brought to you by ResCom Pest Control. ResCom has been protecting customers, homes, and businesses from pest, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. Oh, man, it has been a long week. We are tied up at 4. The bases are loaded in the bottom of the 5th. One down. We'll let you know who the new pitcher is after this break. You are listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Bally Live.
National pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
Joely Barr is the new pitcher on the mound for the Quakes. He is in relief for Bautista. He inherits the bases full with one down in a tied ball game. Kevin Sim, the designated hitter, is batting from the right side. The first pitch is grounded foul, third base side. Second pitching change of the day for, not of the day, of the inning for the Quakes. Oh, 1, breaking ball that misses high. Bautista still responsible for the 3 runners on. The pitch swung on, ground ball to the shortstop. Thompson has it, throws to second, on to first, in time. An inning-ending double play. Rawhide strand the bases full, but they do tie up the ball game 4-4 as we go into the 6th inning. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Bally Live.
It's mosquito season again. Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District reminds you to report standing water and green swimming pools. Always use EPA-registered insect repellents such as DEET. For more information, please call Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District at 559-732-8606 or visit www.deltamvcd.org.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized as one of America's top 100 hospitals by HealthGrades, one of the most trusted sources for evaluating hospital quality. And while we love being recognized as one of the best, we know that it's our employees and physicians who make us great and truly make a difference. Our people are the heart of what we do, and we thank them for making a difference in the way we care for our community.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Top half of the second set, and the painter, Jesus Galiz.
Jesus Galiz leads it off for the Quakes. We are tied up at four. He takes a strike from Junior Cerda. Pitch is swung on, lined into shallow center field. A base hit for the catcher. His second hit of the day. This one leads off the top of the sixth. Rawhide scored four runs in the bottom of the fifth inning to tie up the ball game. Rawhide looking for the win today, which would then give them the series win. Meanwhile, the Quakes with the win would split the series with the Rawhide. Randon Cohn bats from the right side. The pitch is a strike on the inside corner. Oh-1. Popped up. Foul territory. First base side. It will reach the grandstands.
And support the subs for Alex Ball. Take it to the Balance Cover Team store. Get a coupon for your sandwich supporting subs. And you get to keep the baseball.
0-2 count. There is movement in the Rawhide pen. Runner on first. 0-2 from Cerda. Breaking ball just misses. Duncone able to check his swing. One, two. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Duncone strikes out for the first out of the inning. That's another one. This one is brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria. Located in downtown Visalia, the Mill and Crust, we trust.
Luis Rodriguez.
Luis Rodriguez batting from the right side. He's 0 for 2 today. Galiz still the runner on first. First pitch is swung on and missed. Oh-1 count. Pitch from Cerda misses high. The 1-1. Breaking ball that misses in. After this, the Rawhide will have an off day tomorrow before traveling down to San Bernardino to face the Inland Empire 66ers for the final time this season. 2-1. Lines back up the middle through into center field. Two hits in the inning for the Quakes. Runners on first and second, one away. And Jordan Thompson, who was hit by a pitch and is also struck out, will come to the plate. Jeremiah Boyd having a conversation with Cerda on the mound. Since 2012, Roaster Brothers Milk Company has used its third-generation farm-fresh milk to create glass-bottled milk coffee creamers, and super premium ice cream. Look for Roaster Brothers products at your local grocer or check roasterbrothers.com's Where to Buy page. Find a store near you. With Roaster Brothers Milk Company, every sip is special. One down, runners on first and second in a tied ball game. On second, Galiz, first, Rodriguez, Thompson at the plate. The pitch, swung on and missed, strike one. Rain is still coming down. Oh, 01, high. Rawhide still in the hunt for the second playoff spot in the Southern Division. Inland Empire currently in first place. Rawhide trailing by 4.5 games. The 1-1, it's fouled off. The reason for the half is because Lake Elsinore and Inland Empire played two games yesterday because of Hurricane Hillary coming through. So if the Rawhide are able to win today, that means they will be four games back behind Inland Empire before traveling down there for a six-game series. That one might be the biggest series in terms of being able to make the playoffs or not. 1-2. Outside. Two balls, two strikes. And then after that series, Rawhide come home to face the Northern Division Fresno Grizzlies, who are more than likely going to make the playoffs. They've had a fantastic second half. The Grizzlies are 32-15 in the second half, and they have a six-game lead on Modesto. The 2-2, swing and a miss, strike three, another strikeout for Cerda. Two in this inning, two away, runners on first and second. And now Sam Mongelli bats from the right side.
Right fielder, Sam Mongelli.
Mongelli is singled and struck out today. His strikeout was against Cerda. The pitch, strike at the knees, 0-1 count. And after the series here at Valley Strong Ballpark against the Grizzlies, the Rawhide traveled down to Rancho for the final series of the season. The Quakes have already made the playoffs as Jeremiah Boyd calls for time. I think he got something in his eye. Again, the Quakes have already made the playoffs. Oh, 1. Little outside. Now, here's where some craziness could come in. Let's say the Rawhide do make the playoffs. Let's say we get the second half. We are the second half champions. Make the playoffs. We'd be facing the Quakes, and we're already down in Rancho to end the season. But we wouldn't play the first game there. The 1-1 is lined into left center field, a base hit. Galiz will score easily. Benitez throws it to the cutoff man to hold Mongelli at first, but the Quakes score 5-4. They lead in the top of the sixth inning. Two out RBI for Mongelli. Runners on the corners, two away.
Center fielder Dylan Campbell.
Rodriguez moves to third. Dylan Campbell will bat from the right side now. Two away, runners on the corners. So, again, if the Rawhide do make the playoffs, Game 1 would actually be here at Valley Strong Ballpark on that Tuesday, September 12th. The pitch is inside, ball one, which the reason for that, it's a three-game series for the playoffs, so the team with the first half championship will get to play at home for the final two games. The 1-0 is a strike on the outside corner. Count is 1-1. Because of that, both teams have to travel up here, play a game on Tuesday, and then travel back down, I believe, for a game on Thursday, and then possibly the third game on Friday if needed. 1-1. Deep fly ball to center field. Drew Jones is underneath it. And he makes the catch to end the inning. But the Quakes take the lead 5-4. Heading into the bottom of the sixth, you are listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Attention Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Sixth inning, back to the mighty senior Rawhide. Left-hander, Johan Benitez.
Benitez swings the first pitch. It's lined directly to the left fielder. Rodriguez has it for the first out of the bottom of the sixth inning. One away, nobody on for Christopher Torrine, who's lined out to center and also has struck out today. Ibarra is back on the mound. Here's the pitch. It's high and in. He inherited bases loaded with one out and induced an inning-ending double play to keep it a tied ball game. 1-0. It is a strike on the outside corner. Pitch is high, 2-1. Ibarra delivers a pitch outside for ball three. He was the third pitcher to pitch in the fifth. Starter Gutierrez started off the inning, only was able to get one out. His final line is 4 1/3, 4 hits, 3 runs, 2 walks, and 4 strikeouts. The pitch is swung on, a deep fly ball to left field, and Christopher Torrine, a solo shot, ties up the ball game. And just like that, 5-5 in the bottom of the sixth inning. Rawhide tied it in the bottom of the fifth. Quakes took the lead, and we're tied again. Christopher Torrine, home run number 2 of the year.
Now batting is the catcher, Jeremiah Boyd.
Pitch to Jeremiah Boyd is fouled off. One count, one away. Base is still empty, but we are tied up at 5. Here's the pitch. It's a strike on the inside corner. So Gutierrez is no longer, he will not be a part of the decision. The pitch misses outside. At one point, it looked like he might be able to make it through the fifth inning and be eligible for the win, but he will not be a part of the decision either way. We are tied up at 5. The pitch to Boyd is swung on, popped up in the shallow center field. Campbell comes in and makes the catch. two away. Raquelman Cabral now comes to the plate. He will bat from the left side. So after Gutierrez, Bautista came in. He did not record an out, but he did give up a hit and a run and walked three batters. Then Ibarra came in and was able to get the inning-ending double play to keep it tied. The pitch misses low and in, although he did just give up the home run to Christopher Torin. 1-0 count, two away. The pitch, strike on the inside corner. Pitch is swung on, deep fly ball to right center field. Center fielder Campbell, he's at the wall and makes the catch on the warning track to end the inning. But the Rawhide tie it up 5-5 into the seventh. You are listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Bally Live.
Are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Looking no further than Bally's Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the...
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, capital, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn about all the benefits of being a business banking member at valleystrong.com.
Gunnar Gruen is the new pitcher on the mound for the Rawhide in relief for Junior Cerda. He's facing Byron Lorenzo. The first pitch is low and in. Ball one. Call to the pen brought to you by ResCom Pest Control. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, Bugs. 1-0. Outside ball two. Cerda threw 3 1/3 innings, giving up 4 hits, 1 run. Did not walk anyone, and he struck out 6 batters. 2-0. Fouled off into the netting. Gruen 1-1 this year, a 6.08 ERA. It's his 21st appearance out of the pen for the Hyde. 2-1. Low and in ball three. He's thrown 23 innings for the Rawhide, striking out 21 and walking 16. Three-one. Misses low ball four. Lorenzo. He draws a leadoff walk to start off this seventh inning. Still some steady rain here in Visalia, but field conditions have been fine so far still. Now, what's unfortunate is for the Quakes, it's a kind of different situation. Usually when a tropical storm warning hits, people are driving away from the storm. Well, the Quakes will be driving back towards the storm. The pitch is swung on and missed by Geloff, who loses his bat. And I think he's going to go get some more pine tar. But usually you're driving away from the storm. The Quakes will be driving towards it. but they will not be going back tonight. They have deemed it unsafe to go over the Grapevine. For those of you who aren't from California, there is a, I'd say, mountain. It's called the Grapevine because there's an exit called the Grapevine. And it's basically a low mountain that you have to go over, and it's pretty windy. I've driven on it in the rain. Do not recommend at all. I was praying the entire way back. And it's a mountain range that's right below the Central Valley. It basically separates L.A. County and the Central Valley. And you have to go over it in order to get back to L.A. area. And they've deemed it too dangerous to do so. The 0-1 is fouled off. Count is 0-2. So the Quakes will be staying here an extra day, and unfortunately will be using a travel day on Monday to get back as they have home games next week. 0-2 count, nobody out, runner on first. Meanwhile, the Rawhide will be going over the Grapevine and going down south on Tuesday. The 0-2 is low in the dirt ball. One nice stop by Boyd. So just getting these weather updates. So I have Hermosa Beach is a town in LA County. That's where I'm from. That's where my parents are. So I still get weather notifications there. And I get notifications for the area over the Grapevine because I travel over it so often. I get notifications because I want to know if it's raining or not. The 1-2 lined into right field in front of Guzman. He loses his footing for a split second, but he's able to field the ball and get it in. Runners on first and second now. So again, I get weather updates for that area, and it says aerial flood advisory over the Grapevine until 8 p.m. local time. It's currently 2 o'clock, so I think it is a smart decision by the Quakes to stay here. Hopefully everything will be fine by Tuesday. I think the storm's supposed to pass by then. It's just whether or not it created enough havoc for the highway to be safe still. The first pitch to Vetrano was fouled off. Count is 0-1. That's usually the case whenever there's a big storm that comes through California. Granted, this is the first one like this in 84 years. But it's not so much the storm. It's how much rain, because California can't take more than an inch and a half of rain at a time. Always will be flooding. So the pitch is fouled off, flooding as well as maybe some mudslides in different areas. Reason being is A, we don't get that much rain, so the soil's just not equipped for it anymore. But also, quite frankly, it does not rain enough in California, where when roads and everything was being built and cities are being planned, they did not feel the need to take in a huge storm like this into account, because it does not happen. The pitch is fouled off. Like I said, this is the first one in 84 years. 0-2 count, nobody out. Runners are on first and second in a tied ball game in the top of the seventh inning. Vetrano has driven in a run today, but he does not have a hit. Groon sets, and the pitch is a little outside, ball one. I think Groon has family down south as well. At least friends down south. I think you mentioned that some people will visit during the Inland or the Rancho series. One, two. Swing and a miss, strike three. Vetrano strikes out the first out of the seventh inning. Strikeout brought to you by The Mill Pizzeria, located in downtown Visalia. The Mill and Crust We Trust. That is strikeout number 10 for the Rawhide pitching staff today. One down, runners on first and second. And by the way, it is officially a tropical storm warning down along the coast in the L.A. area, San Diego area. The pitch is swung on and foul tipped. Count is 0-1. Jesus Galiz bats from the right side. He is 2-for-3 today and has driven in a run. Tied up at 5 in the top of the seventh. The Quakes have 8 hits. Rawhide have 6. Oh-one inside. We are now 2 hours into this ball game, 2:11. This is right around the time that the rain was allegedly going to pick up, according to the radar. The 1-1 is fouled off into the netting, and the bat goes flying. I think it went actually all the way to the third base gate. That happens because of the rain. You lose grip, and I assume he'll probably go get some pine tar for his bat. I remember playing in Boston. I think this was my senior year, and my batting gloves got so wet I couldn't hold on to my bat. I went, and this is metal bats at softball. You don't put pine tar on it or anything sticky on it. So I went to my athletic trainer, and she gave me medical-grade gloves to try to grip it a little bit better, and I just could not have a follow-through. I basically, for that game, was just putting my bat to contact and then dropping because I wasn't able to follow through at all. Starting to become the case here for both teams, although, again, it is a wooden bat, so they're able to get some pine tar and hopefully be able to grip the bat a little bit better. That's what Galiz is doing right now. 1-2 count, one down. The runner on second is still Aranzo, and on first is Geloff. Groon sets. 1-2. Line towards center field. Jones comes in and makes a sliding catch for the second out of the inning. And he slid quite a ways because of how wet it is in the outfield. Two away, still runners on first and second. Honestly, what I think was most impressive, at least what I'm most impressed by, was how he had his hand, his throwing hands down on the ground to kind of slow himself down in the slide. Look at his right hand right there, so it gets wet, and he still makes a nice throw in. As soon as I saw his hand go onto the wet grass, I got nervous for the throw in, but everything's okay. Two down. Doncone takes a pitch high. Two away, runners on first and second. Aranzo still on second. Geloff still on first. 1-0. Outside. Infield shading to the left. The pitch is swung on and missed. Nice breaking ball from Groon. Doncone has flied out twice, and he's also struck out. Groon in his first inning of work for the Rawhide today. The pitch is swung on, ground ball fair down the third base side by the diving third baseman. Lorenzo scores. Benitez picks it up. Here comes Geloff. The throw home is not in time. Groon picks it up. The throw to third, not in time. Two runs a score for the Quakes. It is 7-5 in the top of the seventh inning. Ground ball over the third base bag. Fair down the left field line. Benitez bobbled it for a split second by the wall. The throw home got by Boyd. Doncone then took off for third, and the throw was not in time. The Quakes lead 7-5 as T-Mark, the pitching coach, comes out to speak to Groon. The Shawn team, a full-service real estate team, proudly serving the Central Valley and the Central Coast with heart. The Shawn team, where community matters. And by the way, they are giving it an error on the shortstop Fernandez on the throw. That is how Doncone moves to third. So that's the first error of the day. The pitch is swung on and missed for strike one as Gonzalez is at the plate batting from the right. Seven to five ball game, top of the seventh. The pitch is swung on and missed for strike two. Rodriguez has singled today. O2 is popped up, first base side, out of play. There is movement in the Rawhide pen. Grun sets and delivers. It's grounded foul towards the Quakes dugout on the first base side. 0-2 count, two away. Rodriguez calls for time, 0-2. And the pitch. Popped up, right field side. It's hooking foul and out of play right near the Michelob Ultra Hall of Fame Club. Count remains 0-2. Lined into shallow left field. A base hit. Make it an 8-5 ball game. Doncone scores. RBI single for Rodriguez, his second hit of the day.
At the plate, Jordan Thompson.
Jordan Thompson steps to the plate, batting from the right side. Josh Swales is warming in the pen for the Rawhide. Thompson today has been hit by a pitch, and he's also struck out twice. Pitch from Grun. Swing and a miss for strike one. Grun turned. He turned 26 in July this year. He's originally from the United Kingdom, but moved to the United States when he was young. 0-1. Is a strike count as 0-2, but because he was born in the UK, he was able to play for the UK in the WBC in the World Baseball Classic. 0-2 count, two away. So at what point in time the Rawhide had three players who played in the World Baseball Classic? Gunnar Grun, Jacob Steinmetz, and Eric Mendez. 0-2 is fouled off. Rodriguez is off on the pitch, but he'll go back. Mendez, who's now in the Detroit Tigers organization, he played for the Netherlands as he's originally from Aruba. Steinmetz played for Team Israel, and Grun for the UK. 0-2 count, two down. Rodriguez takes off again, but the pitch is swung on and foul tipped into the glove of Boyd for strike three. But the Quakes score 3-8-5 ball game. It is stretch time at Valley Strong Ballpark. You are listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, capital, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn about all the benefits of being a business banking member at valleystrong.com.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run. Teixeira's making it happen.
7-0. Now batting center fielder Drew Jones.
Rawhide trailed by 3 in the bottom of the 7th inning. First pitch to Drew Jones, misses in, ball 1. New pitcher on the mound is Ronaldo Yin. He gave up the walk-off base hit to Alvin Guzman, who is on deck. That was on Thursday, which saw the Rawhide 1. It's the only batter that he has faced in this series. He faced 1, and it was a walk-off single. 1-0 count to Drew Jones, and the pitch is outside, ball 2. In the few pitches that we saw him throw, he threw 99 and 100 miles an hour. Radar gun is not working today, more than likely because of the rain. The 2-0 is low and in for ball 3. Ian is in relief for Ibarra. Call to the pen, as always, brought to you by Rescom Pest Control. 3-0. Strike on the inside corner. Ibarra. He threw 1 2/3 innings for the Quakes. 1 run, 1 hit, no walks, no strikeouts. The pitch is fouled off. The 1 hit that he gave up was the home run hit by Christopher Torin. 3 balls, 2 strikes now. Payoff pitch. Lined down the right field line, a base hit. Right fielder Mongelli picks it up to hold Jones to a single, but the Rawhide have the leadoff man on to start off the 7th inning. Rawhide trailed by 3 in the bottom of the 7th. Alvin Guzman, who has that walk-off single, will bat from the right side. Not an opportunity to walk it off here, not even an opportunity to tie up the game, but Rawhide most definitely need to continue this inning. They trail by 3 with 9 outs to work with. Jones takes off on the first pitch. It is swung on and missed. The throw to second is not in time, and Drew Jones has his first stolen base. Runner in scoring position now takes away the potential double play ball. Would have been a tough double play ball with both Jones and Guzman's speed. Wind blowing out to right. It is an 0-1 count to Guzman. The pitch. Swing and a miss for strike 2. It is 1-1, a 10.32 ERA. This is his 14th appearance out of the pen. He's thrown 11 innings for the Quakes. Striking out 20, walking 14. Opponents batting 214 against him. Here's the walk-off single by Guzman on Thursday. Well hit ball over the head of Campbell. He was playing a little bit shallow. If he was playing deep, he might have been able to make the catch, but it was off the wall, and Guzman drove in Kevin Sim to win the ball game. It was with an 0-2 count and 2 down. Guzman now finds himself down 0-2. Nobody out, and Drew Jones on second. Rawhide trail by 3. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Guzman strikes out on 3 pitches for the first out of the 7th, and Jose Fernandez will come to the plate.
Shortstop. Jose Fernandez.
He is 6'4", 200 pounds. Pitch to Fernandez is swung on, slow ground ball, but foul third base side. Yin Only 19 years old. I was just staring at his birthday, trying to do math to make sure I had it right. He was born in January of 2004. 0-1 is fouled off. It hits Alex Shears, the home plate umpire. He seems to be shaken up. And Connor Oates, the athletic trainer for the Rawhide, is going to come check on him. Yeah, just fouled off on the face mask. All right, he says he's okay, and it'll be an 0-2 count to Jose Fernandez. Runner on second is still Drew Jones. One down with the Rawhide trailing by three. The infield is shifting to the right against the right-handed hitter. 0-2. Fly ball, right center field. Right fielder Mongelli's underneath it. Jones stays at second. Two down. Gavin Contasello comes to the plate. He has walked twice and also has flied out to center field.
Gavin Contasello.
Pitch misses high and out, ball one. Infield shifting to the right against the lefty. Outfield playing straight up, 1-0 count, two away. Pitch from Yeen is outside, ball two. First time Yeen is down in the count. The 2-0 popped up. Third base side, foul territory. Geloff gives chase, and he's underneath it and makes the catch to end the inning. Almost overran it, but he holds on to it for the final out of the inning. Rawhide unable to capitalize on Drew Jones' leadoff hit. They still trail by three as we go into the eighth inning. You are listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball. The Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
Attention Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Bowles Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Bowles Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Bowles Comfort way.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahhealth.org/SRC. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Top half of the inning,
Top of the eighth inning. Sam Mongelli bats from the right side. Gunnar Grun is back on the mound. Quakes lead 8-5. Pitch from Grun inside. Grun gave up the 3 runs in the 7th. Only 2 of them were earned because of that throwing error by the shortstop Fernandez. That's the only error of the day for either team. The pitch inside. Ooh, excuse me. Inside for a strike, apparently. 1-1 count. The Quakes, 8 runs, 10 hits, no errors. Rawhide, 5 runs, 7 hits. They've committed an error. And the pitch inside. Ground ball, diving is Taurine. Second baseman can't get it. Leadoff base hit for Mongelli. He has 3 hits today. Runner on first. Nobody out in the top of the order. Campbell comes to the plate. Throughout this inning, we'll go through the scores in the Cal League, although there's only 3 games being played, including this one today. The other 2 aren't starting until 6:05. They shouldn't be affected by the storm. It's all in Northern California, although Modesto might get some rain. The pitch is low, so Fresno is in Modesto at 6:05. And San Jose is in Stockton, also at 6:05. Once it starts to become late into summer, a lot of teams don't have an early game on Sunday. Here at Valley Strong Ballpark, we always have a 12:05 start. The pitch is swung on, ground ball, through into left field. Back-to-back singles to start off the inning. And remember, there would have been a 1:15 start in Lake Elsinore today, but Inland Empire and Lake Elsinore had a doubleheader yesterday in order to avoid the hurricane or tropical storm coming through. It's raining a little bit harder down south right now. We're supposed to get a lot of rain later tonight. The pitch is a strike on the outside corner to Lorenzo. So yesterday, Lake Elsinore defeated Inland Empire twice. Because of that, Lake Elsinore trails them by 4 games in the standings. Right now, the Rawhide are 4.5 games back. The pitch misses low. With the win, the Rawhide would be 4 games. With the loss, 5 games back. Right now, they trail 8-5 here in the top of the 8th inning. 1-1. Pitch from Grun. Grounded right side. First baseman Gondicello picks it up. Underhand tosses to Grun, covering first. 1 down. Mongelli moves to third, Campbell to second. 2 runners in scoring position. And Jake Geloff will bat from the right side.
Third baseman, Jake Geloff.
Infield comes in. The pitch swung on and missed for strike 1. No one's toes are on the infield grass, but everyone is either even with the base path or a step in front. Geloff has walked twice, struck out and singled today. He's also scored twice. Pitch comes high and in. One-one. Pitch. Swing and a miss for strike 2. Take a look at the scores in the Diamondbacks organization. There's no games being played today in the Complex League or in the Dominican Summer League, so Hillsboro plays Everett for their series finale at 4:05. Amarillo hosts Arkansas also at 4:05. The pitch is outside, ball 2. That is 6:05 in Texas, but 4:05 here on the West Coast. And then Reno currently in the bottom of the sixth inning at home against Las Vegas. They lead 4-3. Two balls, two strikes, one out. And the pitch. Swing and a miss for strike three. Geloff strikes out. The second out of the inning. Big strikeout for Groon. Two down, still two runners in scoring position for the cleanup batter, Joe Vetrano.
First baseman, Joe Vetrano.
The Major League team, much like Inland Empire and Lake Elsinore yesterday, they played a doubleheader last night in San Diego again because of the storm rolling through, and the Diamondbacks defeated the Padres twice yesterday. The pitch is inside for ball one. The runner on third is Sam Mongeli. On second, Dylan Campbell. One oh, ground ball to the second baseman. Taurine slides in front of it, stands up. The throw to first ends the inning. Two singles to start off the inning, but the Quakes strand them in scoring position. Rawhide still trailed by three. We're going into the bottom of the eighth. You are listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Bally Live.
Cahuilla Health is proud to be recognized as one of America's top 100 hospitals by HealthGrades, one of the most trusted sources for evaluating hospital quality. And while we love being recognized as one of the best, we know that it's our employees and physicians who make us great and truly make a difference. Our people are the heart of what we do, and we thank them for making a difference in the way we care for our community.
Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text
559-732-4433.
Kevin Sim leads it off for the Rawhide. First pitch comes in, almost hits him. New pitcher on the mound for the Quakes in relief for Ronaldo Yeen is Noah Ruin. Call to the bullpen brought to you by ResCom Pest Control. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, Bugs. 1-0. Inside for ball two. Yeen threw a scoreless seventh inning. Did give up a hit. Struck out a batter. 2-0. Swung on and missed. Rawhide trail by three in the bottom of the eighth inning. Sim, the designated hitter today, batting from the right, and the pitch is a strike on the outside corner. Count is 2-2. Ruin a right-handed pitcher, but a sidearm pitcher. I don't think I'd say submarine completely. Oh, no. I'd say submarine. The pitch is swung on and missed for strike three. Sim strikes out for the first out of the inning. I finally looked at the angle from behind home plate instead of from just up here, and goes a lot further down with his body than I thought he did. No matter how you want to classify him, he does have a much different arm slot than what the Rawhide batters are accustomed to seeing. One down, Johan Benitez bats from the left side. Strike on the outside corner. Oh, 01 called strike. Benitez today is 2 for 3. He has singled into center twice. The one time he's been retired is when he lined out to left. Oh, 02. Slow ground ball, first base side. Ruan picks it up. He thinks about tagging Benitez, but instead he underhand tosses to first. Two away.
No, Billy.
Christopher Torin, he bats from the left side.
Second base by Christopher Torin.
And the pitch is lined directly to the second baseman, Don Cohn. A 1-2-3 inning of work for Ruin. We're going into the ninth at the Rawhide, trailing by 3. You are listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
It's mosquito season again. Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District reminds you to report standing water and green swimming pools. Always use EPA-registered insect repellents such as DEET. For more information, please call Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District at 559-732-8606 or visit www.deltamvcd.org.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Eight to five ball game in the top of the ninth inning. Jesus Galiz will lead it off for the Quakes. Due up after him is Ryan Doncon and Luis Rodriguez. Josh Swales is the new pitcher on the mound.
Batting for the Quakes, catcher Jesus
Swales is in relief. He's in relief for Gunnar Grun. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, Bugs. First pitch swinging is Galiz. Deep fly ball to left field. Benitez leaps up. He can't get to it. One hops the wall. Galiz cruises into second with his third hit of the day, a leadoff double to start off the ninth inning.
At the plate.
First pitch from Swales roped into left as Doncon now steps to the plate. 8-5 ball game in the top of the ninth. Swales in relief for Grun, who threw two innings for the Rawhide. Fortunately, he's in line for the loss. 5 hits, 3 runs, 2 of them earned, 1 walk, struck out 3. The pitch is high. Swales, a right-handed pitcher from Southern California, Santa Clarita area. A The pitch is lined towards left, lands in front of Benitez for a base hit. Galiz moves to third. Runners on the corners now, nobody out. Luis Rodriguez will step to the plate.
Left fielder, Luis Rodriguez.
Rodriguez today has singled twice and has driven in a run. The infield stays back. First baseman Conticello is holding the runner on first. Cabral a step or two behind third base. The pitch to Rodriguez fouled off on the right side. Swales has been with the Rawhide since opening day last year. He was on the opening day roster as well. Ended the year on the injured list. 0-1, swung on and missed. It was a back strain that he was dealing with, and I think it started flaring up again around spring training, during spring training, which kind of set him back just a tad. Been able to still be on the opening day roster here this season. 0-2, popped up right field side. Foul territory, Conticello runs out of room as it lands on the roof of the Michelob Ultra Hall of Fame Club. Swales 1-4 this season, a 7.12 ERA. This is his 42nd appearance out of the pen. Oh, 2, lined foul again. Swales has thrown 54 innings for the Hyde, striking out 53, walking 31. Opponents have hit well against him, a .330 batting average against Swales this season. The pitch tries to check his swing on a low pitch. He does not go, according to Jeter Abdullah on the bases. 1-2 count. Rodriguez has singled into center and to left. The two times he's been retired, it was a ground ball to short and a line out to right field. This one lined towards right, but it is off the pole, foul. Top of the ninth inning, Quakes threatening again. Rain picks up a little bit here. The pitch fouled off, hits Boyd. Series finale. Again, Quakes do lead by 3. They're trying to split the series. Rawhide trying to get their third consecutive series win. They have not done that since 2019. The 1-2 fouled off. And in 2019, that was before the restructuring of minor league baseball. Rawhide were high A, and there was not the six-game series that made travel a little easier on the guys. We had 3-game series, a random 5-game series in there. 1-2 fouled off. Swales sets. 1-2 to Rodriguez. Slow ground ball, third base side. Swales comes off. It's Cabral who makes the play. The throw to first is in time for the first out of the inning. Galiz scores. Joncone moves to second, and it is a 9-5 ball game. One down, runner in scoring position as Jordan Thompson steps to the plate. Thompson has been hit by a pitch and he has struck out 3 times today. Here's the pitch. It is outside, ball 1.
Come up here and do something. You'll be the one that's going to get ejected, sweetheart.
I'm not getting ejected. You're
One down, runner on second. The pitch comes high and in, ball one. Jordan Thompson batting from the right side. Mrs. Lowe gets by Boyd. He's not sure where it is. It goes off towards the batting circle on the right side, the on-deck circle. Should be a wild pitch. Three-oh count, runner on third now. The pitch is a little low, ball four. So Thompson reaches. Runners are on the corners, and by the way, they officially ruled that a pass ball on Boyd. That's how Doncone moved to third. Boyd out to have a conversation with Swales before they face Sam Ongeli, who has three hits today. Infield at double play, depth one down, a ground ball could end the inning here. 9-5, Quakes lead in the top of the ninth inning. Swales sets. Here's the pitch. It's high and in, ball one. The pitch is a strike on the inside corner. Runner takes off for second. Swales doesn't deliver the pitch. He throws to second for the out. Thompson, too early of a jump. He's out at second. Two away. Runner on third, two down. And the pitch is a strike at the knees. 1-2 now. One ball, two strikes, and the pitch is low, 2-2. Mongeli's had a good day at the plate so far, driven in a run, three singles. 2-2. Outside ball three, full count. Payoff pitch. Low ball four. Swales loses Mongeli. Runners on the corners again, but there are two outs in the top of the order. Dylan Campbell comes to the plate as T-Mark will go have a conversation with Swales on the mound. The Sean team, a full-service real estate team, proudly serving the Central Valley and the Central Coast with heart. The Sean team, where community matters. Runners on the corners, two away in a 9-5 ball game. Home plate umpire is getting together. They are just double checking how many meetings the Rawhide have had, which they just indicated six.
Center fielder, Dylan Campbell.
All right, Dylan Campbell, the leadoff man, is at the plate batting from the right side. He has singled today. He is 1-for-5, sixth time through the lineup now for the Storm today. He takes a strike on the outside corner. The runner on third is Doncone, and on first, Mongelli. One run is scored so far here for the Quakes. It's a 9-5 ball game in the top of the ninth. 0-1 inside. I mentioned now Campbell coming to the plate means that the Quakes are going through their lineup for their sixth time today. Meanwhile, the Rawhide still in the middle of their fourth time through the lineup. 1-1 popped up into left field. Benitez came in, now goes back, stays right where he is, and he makes the catch to end the inning. But the Quakes pick up an insurance run, 9-5. As we go into the bottom of the ninth, Rawhide need 4 to extend it, 5 to win it. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Bally Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
Every day, Fast Signs helps businesses with their visual communications. We ask the right questions, recommend smart solutions, and help you build your business. At Fast Signs, we're innovators, planners, and designers, and we're more than ready to help. Contact Fast Signs today.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance.
Jeremiah Boyd leads it off for the Rawhide. He takes ball one high. Rawhide trail by 4 in the bottom of the ninth inning. Boyd, Cabral, and Jones do up. The pitch is swung on and missed. Madison Jeffrey is the new pitcher on the mound in relief for Noah Ruin. Sixth pitcher of the day for the Quakes. The pitch is swung on, fouled off. It hits Galiz off the mask. Meanwhile, the Rawhide have used 4 pitchers today. 1-2 count. Boyd today did have his first hit as a member of the Rawhide, but it was a slow ground ball to the third baseman. Never left the infield grass. Jeffrey sets, and the pitch is a little inside. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ruin had a 1-2-3 inning of work for the Quakes. No hits, no walks. He struck out one. 2-2. Inside, and that hits Boyd. He's in some pain. I think that was his back elbow. But he says he's okay. He'll trot down to first base, leadoff man on. And I think it actually hit his forearm, his front forearm.
Third baseman.
It's going to take some time down the first baseline to recover. Boyd's been hit a lot today, but that's because he's been behind the plate, taking quite a few off the mask. I don't think I've seen him take any off the leg or arm today, so it's the first time that he didn't have protective gear where he was hit. Cabrera bats from the left side. Nobody out and a runner on first. The pitch is outside. Ball one. Cabrera today has walked and flied out twice. Pitch is swung on. Deep fly ball. Left field, it will land fair in front of the left fielder, Rodriguez. Boyd advances to second. A well-placed ball off the bat. I thought it had was going to go a little more down the left field line. Rodriguez ended up coming in, landed in no man's land. And runners are on first and second. With nobody out as the Rawhide trail by four. Drew Jones bats from the right side. Jones has walked and singled today. Runners on first and second. Top of the order at the plate. He takes a ball in. Jeffrey sets, checks the runner, now delivers. It's low in the dirt. Galiz picks it. And it's a 3-0 to Jones. The catcher, Galiz, goes out to have a conversation with him. So the Rawhide trail by four. They are threatening here in the bottom of the ninth. Boyd was hit by a pitch. Cabral singled. Now a 3-0 count to Jones. Rawhide need four to extend the game, five to win it. Right now, the Quakes trying to hold on to be able to split this series. The Quakes have already made the playoffs. They were the first half champions. So because of that, the Rawhide trying to make up some ground against Inland Empire to be the second half champs in order to make the playoffs. All right, Jeffrey is ready on the mound. Right-handed closer sets. 2-0. Strike at the knees. Jeffrey 0-4 this season with a 7.43 ERA. This is his 36th appearance out of the pen. 2-1. Grounded foul, third base side. Two balls and two strikes. Jeffrey has thrown 36 innings, 54 strikeouts, but 45 walks. Two balls, two strikes, two runners on. Two-two. Low in the dirt, ball three, full count. Full count. Payoff pitch. Hard ground ball. Diving is a shortstop. He can't get to it. Boyd advances to third, and the bases are loaded. In the bottom of the ninth inning for Alvin Guzman. The Rawhide trail by four. Bases full. Nobody out. A hit by pitch and back-to-back singles. Boyd on third, Cabral on second, Jones on first. Little bit of deja vu to the fifth inning. Exact same situation, except it was one out. This time, nobody out. Except the last time the Rawhide were trailing by three. Here they're trailing by four. Guzman in that inning had a bases clearing a double down the left field line. Meeting on the mound of the pitching coach. Guzman due up on deck. After him is Jose Fernandez. Geiger Electric is family owned and operated, serving the Central Valley with the honest and fair price that you deserve. Give him a call at 559-302-9517. We just showed you that replay of Guzman's walk-off base hit on Thursday.
I gotta have them all cowboys.
Can't walk it off here. He can tie it up with a home run. But definitely can at least make it a ball game here. The first pitch to Guzman is swung on and missed strike one. It was a breaking ball. On third, Boyd. Second, Cabral. First is Jones. Infield back with nobody out. The Quakes lead by four. The pitch. Low gets by the catcher, Galiz. Boyd thinks about going, but he stays. It might have slowed down enough because it hit the dirt, then hit Galiz's equipment, and then went to the wall. It might have been enough time for Boyd. Again, you don't want to run into outs here. 1-1 count. Infield shading to the left. And the pitch. Grounded foul towards the Rawhide dugout. One ball, two strikes. The pitch. Fouled off, he stays alive. Galiz took that foul ball. Not a great feeling. So I've been told. One ball, two strikes, nobody out. Jeffrey sets. The pitch. Check swing. Foul into the netting. It was a high inside pitch. Guzman couldn't protect the bat, but it's fouled off into the netting. Still 1-2 count. Opponents are batting 243 against Jeffrey this season. Guzman has driven in three of the five runs for the Rawhide today. Hyde trailed by four, nobody out, bases full. 1-2. Foul tipped, and again, Galiz can't hold on to it. Guzman stays alive. We are officially 3 hours into this ballgame, 3:10 local time in Visalia. This will be the seventh pitch of the at-bat. One, two. Cold strike three on the outside corner. Guzman knew it. Breaks his bat with his knee in frustration. One down. Base is still full as Jose Fernandez steps to the plate. Pitch to Fernandez, almost comes in and hits him. He's able to spin out of the way. 1-0. Low in the dirt, gets by the catcher, Galiz, and Boyd again stays at third. If it wasn't for the short backstop here, two runs probably would have scored in this inning because they've gotten by Galiz. It's been twice. But being a short backstop and Boyd not having a lot of speed, he does not want to take off. Wasn't for the short backstop, it might actually be a 9-7 ball game. And they are going to bring a towel out for Jeffrey. I guess there was some dirt on the ball, I'm not sure. 2-0 count, one down. Fernandez today, he has singled, flied out to left, flied out to right, and he has walked today. Two zero, fouled off, out of play, first base side. Two one, popped up into center field. Campbell comes in. Boyd is tagging. Campbell makes the catch, and Boyd will stay at third. It was a really good throw by Campbell. Good decision by Boyd. Two down, base is still full, and Gavin Contasello tries to extend the inning.
First base by Gavin Contasello.
Contasello batting 213 this season. Two walks and two pop-outs today. The pitch is low, ball one. Base is still full. On third is Boyd. Second, Cabral. And on first is Drew Jones. Go, Madison, let's go. Let's 1-0. Hard ground ball, foul. First base side. 1-1 count. Rahai down to their final out, quakes and out away from splitting the series. One, one. Low and in, ball two. Infield shifting to the right, they are back with two outs. Outfield is deep. The 2-1 is high and in. Hitters count for Contasello. Three balls and a strike. Contasello is the home run leader for the Rawhide. 3-1. Strike on the outside corner. Runners will be off on the pitch. 3-2, two outs. Bases are full. Runners are off the 3-2. Cold strike three on the outside corner. Contasello strikes out looking to end the inning and end the game. The Rawhide fall to the Quakes 9-5. The Rawhide have the bases loaded with nobody out here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Strikeout looking, fly out, and another strikeout looking ends the inning and ends the series. Rawhide split the series with the Quakes. Both of them will enjoy an off day tomorrow. Quakes will have a travel day tomorrow once Hurricane Hillary rolls through Southern California, and then the Rawhide will travel down to San Bernardino to face the Inland Empire 66ers on Tuesday. First pitch is at 6:35. on Tuesday. Expected pitcher for the Rawhide is Casey Anderson, and expected starter for the Sixers is rehab appearance of Davis Daniel, right-handed pitcher. Again, first pitch will be at 6:35 on Tuesday. You can watch on Bally Live. You'll have Steve Wentz on the call if you watch the TV broadcast. If you listen at rawhidebaseball.com, I'll be there for you for the entire series. Joel Ibarra earns the win. He did give up one run off of one hit in inning and two thirds, but no walks, no strikeouts. He's the winning pitcher. Losing pitcher is Gunnar Grun. Two innings, five hits, three runs, two of them earned. He walked a batter, and he struck out three. Rawhide fall to the Quakes 9-5. Nine runs, 14 hits, no errors for the Quakes. The Rawhide, five runs, nine hits, one error. For those of you on Bally Live, we will be signing off from Bally Strong Ballpark. I'm Jill Guerin. Thank you for joining us today. Thank you to First Pitch Entertainment, the ownership group of the Rawhide front office staff, and to JT and Marcos in the booth, providing all of the graphics and video work and replays for this broadcast. One final time, I'm Jill Guerin. Rawhide split the series with the Quakes. We'll be in Inland Empire at 6:35 on Tuesday. You've been listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Bally Live.
We're recognized as one of the best children's hospitals in the nation, providing the most advanced care from the common to complex, and giving families access
the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Rawhide fall to the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes 9-5. We got this game in somehow, some way. Yesterday, a rain delay. Today, raining throughout a majority of the game, but the Rawhide do fall to the Quakes 9-5. Let's take you through this ball game. The Quakes scored first in the top of the third off of Lorenzo Encarnacion. Start off the inning, Thompson was hit by a pitch. Mongelli singled. And then with one out, Lorenzo drove in the first run of the game, 1-0. Then a walk made at bases loaded, a ground out to first, drove in a run. And then two runs scored off of Jesus Galiz's RBI. Two RBI single into right field. They made it 4-0. Rawhide would not answer until the fifth inning. They sent nine batters to the plate. Four runs tying up the game. Leadoff single by Benitez, another single by Boyd, and a walk made at bases full with one down. A wild pitch had the first run for the Rawhide, and then Jones drew a walk. Bases loaded again with one out. Alvin Guzman, a bases clearing double down the left field line to tie up the ball game at 4 apiece. In the next inning, the Quakes had a home run. It was not a home run for the Quakes. I was thinking of a different inning there. The Quakes drove in a run. RBI single hit by Sam Mongelli to retake the lead 5-4. It was the Rawhide that had the home run in the bottom of the sixth inning. Christopher Torin, his second home run as a member of the Rawhide, fourth of the season, tied up the game again. That was when Gunnar Grun entered the ball game, and he gave up three runs, two of them earned in the seventh inning. It was off of three hits and one walk, where the Quakes took the lead at the time. An 8-5 ball game, beg your pardon, an 8-5 ball game, and the Quakes would pick up another run in the ninth, just to put an exclamation point on the win. But in the bottom of the ninth inning, Rawhide threatened, hit by pitch for Boyd. Raquelman Cabral singled, and then Jones singled. Bases loaded, nobody out. Two strikeouts and a flyout would end the inning. I do think that it could have been a closer ball game if either Boyd just a little bit faster or more confident with being able to score, because there were two balls that got by the catcher Galiz. If it was a further back backstop, the Rawhide would have scored two runs on those. And then the flyout by Fernandez would have been a sacrifice flyout, making it a one-run game. Rawhide still would have ended up losing by a run if that all transpired the way that I imagine. But the Rawhide fall to the Quakes, 9-5, the final score. Series is tied up, was even. The series has been split 3-3. Rawhide travel down to Inland Empire on Tuesday. First pitch will be at 6:35. Meanwhile, the Quakes host the Lake Elsinore Storm. Their first pitch is 6:30 on Tuesday. 1,494 fans in attendance, a game that took 3 hours and 6 minutes. Somehow we got these last two games in, and both teams will hunker down for Hurricane Hillary that's coming through tonight. I'm Jill Guerin, signing off from Valley Strong Ballpark. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday evening and Monday. We'll talk to you Tuesday. You've been listening to Rawhide Baseball.